What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Brought to you by Right From the Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. I did enjoy that Cooper DeJean basketball highlight mix during the break there. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate that. A lot of people tweeting in that I'm giving away their TJ Maxx secret. Sorry.
Oh, really?
I'm not trying to give away any secrets. I'm not going to give away. I know there's like certain days when shipments come in, so the stock is better. I don't know what day it is. Like, some people are real like technical about it. Like, it's a science, you know, like the trucks from the other store show up on Tuesdays or something.
Okay, so Jay Plum said the Nike outlet up 400 has some good stuff, too.
All right.
Okay. Appreciate it, man.
No, but you can find some really nice, like, really good sports gear, like all kinds, and you'll find the most random stuff. Like, I was in there the other day, like I said, there was like a Calgary Flames jersey. What? But it was nice. It was authentic. It was nice. It was cheap. You know?
Did you ever has anybody ever like fell into like some Louis or Gucci at TJ Maxx?
I don't know. I got a Brooks Brothers jacket there.
Okay.
It's Brooks Brothers nice as that, but it's nice.
Brooks Brothers nice.
And it was pretty. That's the thing, too. It's like they got three prices. $19.99, $29.99, or $39.99.
Right.
Those are the prices. That's pretty much what it is. Okay? So you're not going to spend a ton of money in there. The only problem is you're going to wait in line for a long time.
Yeah, dog, because that
– lines are long.
Because Miss Shirley, who know all the damn cashiers, got to talk to every damn body.
And while you're waiting in line, there's just two rows of stuff that they want you to buy, little trinkets.
Yes.
You're like, oh, yeah, I could get a coffee mug that says
yes,
happy wife, happy life on it.
Yes.
Put that in the stocking. That's
exactly
a good idea.
Exactly what's going to damn happen.
Oh, well, they do have a – look at that. They have – I do like a table runner. I got a lot of table runners. All right, let's start with Rich in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Rich.
So what Randy just said, I saw on Instagram a while ago that there's a Marshalls in the Hamptons that do sell Louis or Gucci like secondhand used, which I thought was kind of crazy.
Wow.
But I have two questions. What are you guys' favorite liquor? Like, if you had to choose one, you couldn't pick nothing else, what are you rolling with? And number two, I just moved to Atlanta like 3-4 years ago. So listening to your guys' show, I got really invested in the Hawks and the Falcons. I got to watch the games now. I know the Hawks are going to have some decisions to make this summer, and they got a couple dollars to play with. But so do other teams like the Lakers. What is it about the Hawks why players, like, they just don't choose to come here? Is it management? Is it just the atmosphere? Like, what is it? Because I like the Hawks, and I want to go to more games, It just seemed like they get skipped over.
Yeah. Thank you, Rich.
I don't know. I've been trying to figure that out since I moved back to Georgia, why NBA players don't want to come here. I know, I mean, they don't win. That could be one thing, but you would think, I'll come here and I don't think like that. I think you got a player that you should want to come play with if I'm a star. I would want to play with Trae Young.
Yeah, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
I would
want to play with.
That's what attracts big-name free agents to cities. Like, you know, market is fine. Like, sometimes people choose to go to a team because it's in a cool place, but not really. Like, guys choose to go to terrible cities because they want to go play with good guys.
Yeah.
So that's really what it is. Like, you have to have an attractive roster, but even more than that is like a star to come partner with. And so far, he hasn't been that.
Right.
Like, it seems like you would want to play with him.
I would love
to. He passes the ball.
Yes, exactly.
He's a pass-first guard.
That's why I said they found a Gucci wallet at TJ Maxx.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
We used to go to the, there was a Value Village. You guys have those? It's like a Goodwill. You know Value Village?
I'm assuming.
Okay, well, it's called I don't know if that's a national thing.
Oh, yeah, I know we got a Goodwill, but.
Okay, well, we had them. They were called Value Village, and there was one right by the fanciest golf course in Seattle, which is like a big community. So you could get golf.
Yes,
you could get really nice golf gear there. We would go there all the time and get stuff, which is good. But then sometimes, though, like one. My buddy bought a jacket that had a guy's name on it, and then he ended up playing with the guy.
Get out.
Yeah. The guy was like, "That I donated that jacket."
Oh, man.
which is a small world and a flex.
All the way
like
flex.
Like, if you're playing with somebody's, like, secondhand store shirt, you're already 10 strokes
Why
down
did he wear
guy.
The shirt with his name on it?
I was a nice shirt. I don't know. He probably thought he'd never see Jeff. All of a sudden, he saw him. It was like a nice half zip. I don't know. It was personalized. I don't know why it said it on there. Ed's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Hey, guys. Hey, I got three or four things really fast, okay? Number one, we all know the president was at the Super Bowl yesterday. Did you see the full day he had? And, Andy, you might know this more than Randy.
No.
Trump in West Palm Beach golfed 18 with Tiger and Charlie.
I did see that.
And then went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Sounds like a nice
Pretty
day.
Pretty nice.
Sounds like
it was
nice
a nice day.
Yeah.
Number two, is it just me or when the Super Bowl is in a dome, is the flyover kind of stupid?
Yes.
That's
yes.
A good point.
Yes. Very much so.
Yes.
Very much so.
Good point.
Yes.
All right, Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
I had seen the first part on Instagram from some of the Tiger Woods stuff that I follow. He's trying to get the LIV and the PGA guys to work it out.
I don't understand why they won't.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I'm just glad he's focusing on the important stuff. Like that. All right, Sam's in Marietta. What's up, Sam?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing today?
Good.
Hey, I got a question for both of you. Randy, if you had a chance to buy that Bronco that you want, that 72 Bronco, I'm sorry, Andy, if you wanted to buy that 72 Bronco that you're always talking about, and it was really expensive, and you spent that money knowing you'd get in trouble, but the only way you can get it in the house is if you told your wife it was hers, and she made you live up to it, and you had to watch her drive that truck every day, you couldn't do nothing
I
about it.
I bought it for it. You, babe.
Interesting. Interesting scenario.
I bought it for you, babe.
Bought it for you. That would be like me buying her
a damn golf set.
Like a set of golf clubs for Christmas that's my size.
Yes.
She knows I want that car.
Right.
She knows as much. I talk to her about it more than anybody. Anytime we're driving around, it's like, there's a Bronco. I got like radar.
Like, yeah, Bronco radar?
That's an 88 Bronco right there. Ooh, look at that. That's a 72. Oh, they refurbished it. Look how nice it is. Oh, that's a new one. Even Lily's like, there's a Bronco. She's wrong most of the time. She'll see like a Jeep or whatever,
right.
But at least she's on the right track. But I don't know. I don't think I would. I don't think she'd buy it.
No, she would not.
You know what I mean?
No, she would not. No, she would not.
I think she'd buy that.
My wife would do something like that, though.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's for you.
Oh, yeah.
She put on social media yesterday, most of the stuff I buy for my kids is for me.
Yes, yes. Yeah, she's going
to. Oh, you snitched on yourself.
Yeah, she's going to buy. Yeah, she'll buy something like, I bought you something, but then she'll use it.
Yeah.
Or like, we bought a brand new swing set for our kids, but she made sure that, like, the chairs on the swing were like these basket chairs for her.
Smart?
Yeah.
I need to get one of those out there. As much time as we spend on our swing
that
set.
That is, I'm telling you, that's one. I mean, I bought kids' swing set before, but like now it's because he's three now, so he's outside.
Dude.
I got to get my shoes on, Daddy. Like, dog, I just got home. Like, when we get home today, when I go pick him up, and we get home by 2:40, I was outside.
She asked to go swing at 4:45 in the morning the other day. I was like, I don't even know where to start with all the problems that I have with you even talking to me at 4:45 in the morning. But no, you can't do that. And then the front door opened up like 45 minutes later. We have the alarm system beeps, whatever. I was like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
This is chaos.
Yeah, dog.
The inmates are running the asylum at my house. All right, Chuck is in Atlanta. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, man, how y'all doing today? I got a question, then I got an answer to one of your questions. First,
And I don't understand why Atlanta basketball has been disrespected since Fast Eddie Johnson days and John Drew up until Trey. It's always the other team played bad or the other team did something when Atlanta wins in the playoffs or whatever. And none of the players have ever got respected, even Dominique being left off the super team for Christian Layton and these other
knuckleheads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, the reason that the basketball stars don't come here is because they all live here. I'm a Georgia broker, and so many NBA players and football players from other teams live in the metro area. And to be honest with you, they don't want the stigma attached to if they get paid $30, $40 million while you didn't win a championship this year and all that silly pressure that you get in Atlanta.
Do you know that happens everywhere, right?
Answer to the question.
That happens everywhere, Chuck.
It does.
Yeah.
But it's bad here. Just from talking to guys face-to-face, it's extra bad here for some reason. I don't know why.
Right.
That's my question to you guys. Thank you for the call.
Appreciate it, Chuck. Chuck said, thank us for the call. But, I've heard, like, when I was –
I've heard lots of theories.
That's what I'm saying. I've heard the one that Chuck said.
Yeah.
I've heard, the they shorties live up here.
Right. They don't want to live where the side pieces live.
Yeah.
I never considered it a thing. It's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
If that's true, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't get them because they want – this is like a getaway.
Yeah, they want to come here to get away.
Which might be true. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's more about winning and culture.
And it ain't like it used to be back in the day. Back in the day, I can see why you win. It's too much going on. Now, you talking to a dude that don't come below Spaghetti Junction unless I'm coming to work.
Right.
All right.
Hard because you used to kind of know what was going on.
It don't seem like it. It don't seem like it was that. I was. We still have a good time. Now everybody wanted. What's my old ass ain't had no business being in the club. No way. Like, man, yeah, went out with the fellas, man. Dog. First of all, you got to pay $75 to park, right? I was like, what? And he was like, we tried to go in the club. Everywhere was a damn section.
Hmm.
I was like, they don't dance floor no more?
It's very antisocial.
He's like, nah, man, everything a damn section with hookahs.
Now, I'll be honest with you, that sounds terrible.
I was like,
everything about that sounds terrible.
People still doing hookahs? People still doing hookahs.
Haven't they done any studies on what that's doing
everything,
to your lungs
everything
yet?
That's what he was telling me. Saying, everything is a section now. It ain't really like.
So it's all like you got to pay more to get a section.
Yeah.
And it's like VIP.
Yeah,
whatever.
I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Everybody wants that, like, that extra status of, like, my velvet rope is bigger than yours.
But the thing about
so
it
I'm
is,
cooler.
Like, I don't know, man. That's why I said I don't come below Spaghetti. So I might be out of it. Atlanta still might got it going on. But
I'm sure it's still a very fun city to be young and out there and doing all that kind of stuff.
But, right.
You know, $75 just to park?
It's like
to
park.
Nah,
like, what?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I'm going to stay home. All right, Tim's in Smyrna. What's up, Tim?
Randy. I think it's funny. Rich has unlocked the Atlanta is the burner phone city for the basketball.
Pretty much.
Rabbit hole he stumbled upon. So welcome to the A, Rich. My question in a rant or sports jeopardy question rather is about the Falcons and the UGA banter that y'all had today. I really appreciate y'all hammering that home. And shout out to the Philly Dogs for showing up. Jalen Carter punching Patrick in the nose.
I want to
take it one step further and say Terry Fontenot is disrespecting Kirby Smart and his crew's hard work in the Southeast because we're in Georgia. We know ball. We watch ball every day. And we look at these people that Terry's drafting from Montana, and it's just kind of like, what are we doing here? Like, we don't have any ties. Like, people would show up with jerseys on, Georgia jerseys on, in the bin. So my sports jeopardy question is, who was the last Georgia linebacker drafted in the third round by the Falcons coming out of UGA? I'll give you a hint. It was in 2011.
Okay.
Who was the last Georgia outside linebacker drafted by the Falcons?
Outside linebacker? I couldn't even tell you that one. Outside linebacker from Georgia in the third round that was drafted by the Falcons.
That's what he said.
Okay.
Nope.
I can tell you.
Akeem Dent.
Oh, okay. Akeem Dent. Okay.
Okay.
He's a good player. He's a good player, George.
There he is. Akeem Dent.
Yeah,
we really want a conspiracy theory this. We could go with Terry Fontenot is serving the business well because he needs players buying Falcons jerseys for everyone they draft. And if you draft a Georgia Bulldog, they'll just wear the Georgia jersey.
You just wear your Jalen Carter jersey in the game.
Yes. And we can't be having that from a business perspective.
You wouldn't be getting your Troy Andersen jersey because I've seen so many of those.
How many? All he got to do is stay healthy.
I didn't say it was a good conspiracy, all right?
All he got to do is stay healthy. I mean, I understand. Remember, we had Terry on, and we had some fun with that whole thing as far as drafting Georgia guys. I understand.
Yeah.
I do. I completely do understand. I just don't think they're not drafting because they went to Georgia.
They responded with Zion Logue.
Yeah, I understand it.
Oh, me too.
I totally understand it.
Here's the other thing, too, is just having done this in different parts of the country. That's something that people talk about everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, but it's never been more of a real thing than here now because of what Georgia has been, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because of what Philadelphia just did.
Yes.
Like, that's the thing about it. It's like, it's a conversation that's not new. But before, it's always like, well, yeah, but good guys come from all over the place.
They do.
One team doesn't just draft from one school, and you don't draft just local all the time.
Damn sure seemed
like
it.
But, like, if you would have just done what Philadelphia did, the Falcons would have a really good defense.
But I'm just thinking, like, and this is my thing right here, and we got a couple months before the draft. One of those guys are going to be there.
Yeah, man.
One of those dudes are going to be there.
Yeah.
I promise you, one of them is going to be there.
Michael Williams.
And they're going to take the position. They're going to take the position, just not the player.
Yep.
I promise you, Buck.
Yep.
It's going to be there.
They're going to take that kid from, Marshall or wherever he was from?
They're going to take the kid from Boston College.
Oh, God, yeah. Because people even like that kid that I was just talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to take
and he's the first round defense in.
Yep.
The kid out of Boston College. But yeah, they're going to both be sitting there.
Yeah. And then the Eagles are going to take him.
And then the Eagles are going to take him.
And then they're going to win another Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly what's going to happen.
I was thinking about that the other day just because, like, that's something that gets talked about all in a lot of different cities. And it's something that's been talked about for a long time here.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's just like, But right now it's like, no, I get it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
They don't
ever
take them.
Yep.
And that team did. And they just won a Super Bowl with them. So I totally understand the frustration.
Yep.
All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
I can see it, Buck. They're both right there.
They're both going to be right there. Takeaways of David Iwabashi.
Andy said this before the show. Andy, he says he uses his face to react to tweets.
I do.
Yes.
I have a bad poker face.
Yes.
You know this.
Yes. I'm always looking like, what?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's a good thing it's on radio. Because sometimes we interview people,
yes,
and I'm like, what is he saying? All right. In referring to Jameis Winston, Bo earlier said, wow, is it deep.
No. Andy still has itches from the 80s?
Yes, he does. No,
not all thighs are created equal.
Nope.
And also Nigerians ain't the only ones to be scamming.
I'm telling
you. I mean, that man paid me when the clock struck zero.
I ain't saying nothing, dog. I just said stop getting about all your damn wire information.
All right. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning at 11. Dukes and Bell are next.
All right, everybody. It's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.